Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
Hi, this is Jill Frederick from Brookfield Properties in the Yards.
And we are here talking about a really cool thing that's coming up. It's the Yards presents the first ever Glamp Yards, outdoor, socially distanced glamp ground, like a campground, but with glamps. It's coming to the Yards Sun Deck October 16th through the 18th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so... Before anything else, explain what the Yards is, you know, maybe different listeners all over the region, like where's the Yards, you know, before we even get into the glamping, like where are you located? What's usually, you know, the in an ordinary world, what's the Yards?
Sure. The Yards is located in the Capitol Riverfront down by Nats Park. And we are a project that features tons of really great restaurants, a huge park, several businesses, stores, apartment buildings. So it's really kind of a little city within itself.
Great. And then if anyone's never heard of the phrase glamping, what's glamping?
Well, Jason, glamping is, I start out by saying it's my kind of camping. It's the only kind of camping I do. but it's really just kind of a play on words of kind of glamorous camping. So you get to enjoy the outdoors without really roughing it.
Awesome. And how'd you guys come up with this idea? Was this like a, you know, pandemic induced, you know, socially distanced idea, or, you know, what sparked this?
Yeah, you know, we've been looking for things kind of all summer into the fall that give us ways to support our neighborhood's restaurants and allow people to be outdoors and still, you know, enjoying life during the pandemic safely. So that's kind of how we came up with the idea. We said, what can we do in the fall that makes people think of, you know, coziness and fall and still supports our restaurants? So we said we had this great outdoor space and we had an opportunity to work with our restaurants to do this.
Awesome. And now just so people, just to clarify, this isn't like, you know, you're not camping overnight or anything. Explain how there's like a time window and you have to reserve it and all that.
Yeah, you can only stay for 2 hours, and that's to give us time to clean the different clamp sites in between. And we're basically giving you, you know, an outdoor dining venue where you can order food from five of our different restaurants. We have Marini, Maxwell, La Famosa, Schilling Canning Company, and Anchovy Social, and really enjoy the outdoors. So you get a 2-hour window. We have several seatings on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And there's a limit on how many people can reserve each one, right?
Absolutely. So we are still working under the DC COVID-19 mandates. So we will only have a maximum of 48 people in there during one seating. And we have a total of 12 different pods, actually 16 pods. So the tables will be from 2 to 4 people at each table. And they will be spread out 6 feet apart. In each pod will be a 11 square foot area that you will have to yourself. And unfortunately, this is one of those events we can't have a ton of people. But we think because we've, you know, created multiple seatings and everything, like we will have a good amount of people who can enjoy this throughout the weekend.
Great. Can you go into the little, the food more? Do you know any, like, you know, a deeper dive into the menus at each place?
I do. So, you know, we have each restaurant has come up with a different box. So Schilling Canning Company, this is actually my personal favorite, is offering fried chicken and champagne in their glamping box. Doesn't that sound like the best of both worlds?
Right.
And Anchovy Social will be having, offering some Italian food with a signature pouch cocktail. They've started offering this pouch cocktail, which is kind of a no-touch cocktail. Comes in a pouch with a straw. You're good to go. Osteria Marini will be offering a meat and cheese plate and a bottle of wine. And then we have some tasting samplers with beer or a cocktail of your choice from La Famosa. And Maxwell Park is offering a tasting menu with a wine pairing for each bite. So there's a little something for everything. And in addition, you can also order from other restaurants, such as Ice Cream Jubilee. We'll have a QR code available on site at the event. So if you want to order additional food or beverages within your 2-hour time slot, you'll be able to do that.
Awesome. And then assuming, you know, there's a lot of alcoholic things listed there in the menus, I assume it's 21 and up.
This is 21 and up, yes. And I did want to let you know that this event, the community is so excited for this event that the actual Glampyards event sold out in 24 hours, but we held back tape. We were pretty positive this was going to happen, and we held back tables for our biggest Yards fans. So we will be on our social media channels today, the Yards DC. We will be releasing additional tables for people to purchase. And these are, like I said, we set them aside for the Yards fans. So make sure that people are following our social channels so they will see how to get these tables. Because if you go to our Eventbrite link right now, it is showing as sold out. And I think that shows, Jason, what a demand there is for, you know, safe, socially distanced, outdoor, you know, activities for people, that it sold out within 24 hours.
Okay, so the actual glamping cabanas or whatever are sold out, and these are additional tables, or is this additional?
No, these are still cabanas. Yeah, these are additional cabanas that we set aside to give out leading up to the event. So yeah, you can still get one, but you need to follow our social channels.
Gotcha. And how long will that promotion run, or in terms of like giving out the extra bonus cabanas?
Because yeah,
I'm just trying to figure out when makes sense to run the story, because I was going to run it one day next week, but if it's already sold out, I don't want it to be behind the eight ball. So just how long do you think those extra ones will be handed out?
Yeah, they'll be handed out. We are giving those out through the weekend. So probably next week might be a little bit late to run the story. You might want to run it by Friday.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, anything else? What haven't I asked you that we should know about?
Well, just to let you know that there will be, you know, safety precautions in place, because that is our priority of our guests down at the yard. So such as temperature checks, and like we said, the each glamp yard pod will be sanitized between each seating. We have the max amount of people allowed at 48. So we are taking all of that into consideration. And, you know, also I just think, you know, it's going to be so fun, and this is really a test for us. And we see ourselves doing more, you know, pop-up events like this, you know, after Glampyard. So I would say this is probably not the last of one of these events we're hosting.
Awesome. Well, it's a great idea, and we encourage everyone to head down. What's the easiest way? Remind them, you know, the metro stop and all that.
Yeah, so easy. Navy Yard Metro stop. You walk a couple blocks and you are at the yards.
Awesome. Well, again, everyone, it is the weekend of the 16th through the 18th. That's right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, cool. 16th through the 18th, down at the yards. Get your glamp on, everybody. Have a good time. And make sure you go, you got to reserve it ahead of time, right? You can't just show up.
You do. You must reserve ahead of time. And again, we are trying to keep this as COVID friendly as possible.